certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Final half hour of today's show here on this Thursday, January 8, 2026 edition. Just to look at this other story here real quick out of Lansing. And it's kind of interesting because the timing of all this falls right in line with the agenda, the legislative agenda as to what they're going to do the first of the year. One of the things that they are looking at is the viruses. Democrats are all concerned about the Super K variant virus that's going around. Stories of increased hospitalizations. We even had Justin Michael talk about it. He got diagnosed with it. He said, man, it was horrible. It was unbelievable, the flu that he got and, of course, now has survived from. Well, Michiganders are getting hit by seasonal viruses amid vanishing vaccination rates. The flu, China virus, and other seasonal viruses have smashed into state residents. Outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases have surged as vaccination rates continue to plummet in the state. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services reported that the end of December saw a very high activity of influenza cases that were among the nation's highest levels. The state saw an 11.3% increase with a total of 13,568 patients going to the hospital with flu-like symptoms. Flu is not a mild illness for many children. Even children become seriously ill from the flu complications that really could have been prevented by vaccinations. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Justin Michael, running for Congress last Friday, said on this show that the doctors in the hospital told him that the current flu vaccine does not have any drugs in it against this mutation, this K variant mutated virus. It's not even in the flu shot. So why is this University of Michigan Medicine Pediatrics Professor, Dr. Artie Rajai, even saying this? This super K variant mutated virus isn't in the flu vaccine. But yet she went on to say some of these children require intensive care. Children and adolescents who die from the flu were not vaccinated. You know that as a fact. You know that as a fact. And exactly how many of these children and adolescents actually died from the flu? She went on to say 14 Michigan children died of the flu last year. Oh, wait a minute. Last year? That's from 2025? Well, nationally, so far this year, 2026, nationally, 9 children have died, but none of them were from Michigan. So far, overall, 2,110 flu cases resulted in hospitalizations, with 305 of them being ages 4 and under. The best way to prevent the flu is to get your flu vaccine. It's not too late at all to go in and get your flu vaccine because the flu has not yet peaked, said this professor. She said people with the flu should stay home and stay hydrated. Gatorade and chicken noodle soup, folks. That's what grandma would say about chicken noodle soup. And I threw in Gatorade because of the electrolytes. Well, guess what? Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagadarsharian said masking, hand sanitizer, and a healthy diet are also recommended with the vaccine to help keep people out of the hospital. This is the same director, medical executive for Department of Health and Human Services that was all over us wearing masks during COVID. So now we need to go back to masking? Yeah, that's not going to happen. Sorry. Staying away from people is the best. If you end up getting the flu symptoms, stay home. She went on to say that the intensive care unit capacity in hospitals across the state are getting tighter. More and more flu cases are coming in. She said that the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services doesn't have the data in just yet on those, if these are all people in the hospital, whether or not they've been vaccinated or unvaccinated. We are still managing and still able to take care of all the other needs of the patients in the state of Michigan at this time, but we have to keep an eye on this. She said the effectiveness of this year's vaccine has been doing well with the H3N2 variant that's been circulating in the state, and that the Department of Health and Human Services was worried that there could be another strain that's even worse. Well, I don't understand how people could be doing well with the H3N2 variant, because Justin Michael was told by the doctor that the current flu shot doesn't have anything in there for the variant, the Super K H3N2. But according to her, it does. The number of people vaccinated for the flu has been going down since 2020. And this year, there's only 24% of the state population who have taken it. Only 18% of the children, according again to the executive director. It wasn't just the flu that was seeing lower vaccination rates. There were also lower rates of vaccinations for vaccine preventable viruses, such as measles, pertussis, and also other preventable diseases. She said 2025 was the worst record year for measles in the nation since 1992. She said Michigan has been getting through, though, not by luck, but by their personnel informing the public about the risk. She said the biggest obstacles doctors were running into was one of trust. And it wasn't a matter of getting credible information in front of the people that needed it the most. It was in the way they felt it was delivered that they didn't trust. Every parent is trying to make the best decisions possible for their family, and that is not something we can legislate. However, she said what the legislature can do is make sure that public health departments are funded in a sustainable way. Even as cuts are coming down from the federal government, we can do it at the state level. I think what we're seeing with these federal changes, this is likely just one more step along the way to potentially make even more changes. And we have to be prepared. We got to be ready, and that is going to mean having flexible funding available at the state level. Finally, she said, with more than 2,000 cases of measles in the United States, it is already a disaster happening. But she said she hopes it doesn't have to get worse for people to realize the value of vaccines. She said the problem wasn't hitting people because it wasn't in their face. It wasn't happening to them, their own children, or their loved ones. But it could come soon. I'm almost feeling like this is a disaster waiting to happen in slow motion. And I don't know how to better reach parents or how to better tell this story. You know, I guess these scientists, these doctors, these people in charge of these very obvious bureaucratic agencies feel that they want to push their agenda. That's fine. Natural, God-given immunity to these viruses, that's what I choose to do. If I get sick, I'll deal with it. But my body will build a natural immunity, and eventually we will get to the herd mentality of where most people have immunity to these viruses. You want to take the vaccinations? That's fine. I'm not against it. Do whatever you want. It's your body. But I'm not going to be mandated by government to tell me what I have to do with my body. So, you make that decision. I don't know how she's saying this mutation variant is in the flu shot. We'll talk to Justin Michael about it again tomorrow. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. 1 o'clock, there will be a White House briefing. Vice President J.D. Vance is going to be attending it. 9 o'clock tonight on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News. 9 p.m. tonight, President Donald Trump is going to do an exclusive sit-down with Sean. And I'm sure they'll be talking about Minnesota, Minneapolis, the shooting, the ICE agent killing this woman who was driving her vehicle toward him. Also, everything that's happening in Venezuela. A lot of things happening all over the world. So, kind of must-see TV tonight. 9 p.m. Sean Hannity show on Fox. One of the things that I want to share with you guys is some tidbits. Kind of interesting. Detroit homicides down 35% since 2023. The end of the year for 2025 showed that criminal homicides reported in the city of Detroit was only 165 for the entire year of 2025. It's down 19% from the year before and actually near the 60-year low of 203. This is a 35% decline since just basically 2 years ago, ending numbers reporting for 2023. From 2000 to 2025, the city averaged 331 homicides a year. Basically, last year's numbers being half of that 25-year average. Also, non-fatal shootings in Detroit were also down 26%, nearly half of the total that was reported just 2 years ago. Carjackings are down 46%, and the Detroit Police Department noted it's all due to new strategies to help reduce violent crime, including cracking down on illegal street parties, also successfully filling nearly all of its available positions. They're also using Evolve scanners for large gatherings to crack down on illegal weapons from being brought in. another end-of-the-year story. The Michigan Lottery contributed in fiscal year 2025 more than $1 billion to the school aid fund. This is the seventh consecutive year in a row announced by Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday. Contributions of $1.16 billion brings the lottery total contribution to Michigan public schools to more than $30 billion since it began in 1972. Over a seven-year span, the contributions totaled $8.7 billion. The retailers in Michigan that sell the tickets earned more than $330 million in commissions for last year, and it will continue to grow in the future as new games are forthcoming, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So it's going to be very interesting to see where this all goes as they are bringing out supposedly new games. Well, one thing I do want to make sure you note, I want to give you plenty enough advance notice. I've been doing it almost every single day this month already. Two dates in July. 4th of July, America's 250th birthday party. We're going to have a big rock concert planned down at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. It's right off of M-115, right there in Clare County. And it is going to be a huge party concert. We are looking forward. We're putting it together right now. We'll have the formal announcements for you here in the next week or two. And we'll be opening up ticket sales. It's going to be Saturday, 4th of July, at Liberty Mountain USA. Their website, libertymountainusa.com. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, Saturday, July 18th, the 7th annual Antrim County Fun Shoot Pig Roast. We're already selling tickets online. Officer Rick was the first to get his tickets. You can go to the website acconservatives.org for all the details, the stories there. And then all you do is click on the yellow donate button. It opens up our, not yours, but our PayPal account. You make your donation online, $40 adults, $20 for teenagers. The kids 12 and under are free. So if you want, text me either Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff